I did my best to hide my boredom, but that was never one of my talents. Tracking down criminals? Yep. Interrogating perps? Again, yes. Suffering through a dull, blind date with a woman who looked nothing at all like her picture on the website? Nope. In the photo, she had long, curly, blonde hair. But in person, I was surprised to see short hair that didn't even touch her shoulders. Her skin was splotchy, and she'd definitely gained at least 50 pounds since the photo was taken. Of course, I really wanted to call bullshit, but I knew that would be exceptionally bad form. The best I could do was get through the next hour of dull conversation, say goodnight, and delete my account from the ridiculous excuse for a dating site my ex-wife insisted I join. Yep, my ex-wife, Elizabeth, was my best friend. And yes, I knew how odd that was. In fact, it was the best woman repellent I could come up with, so I used it on several blind dates the last year. And I had a feeling I'd be busting it out that evening as well. I needed the right segue. "You haven't touched your food," Montana said, talking with a mouthful of salmon. "Yes, her name is Montana. I can't make this shit up." Late lunch, I shrugged, offering her the best polite smile I could muster.
"So," she began, placing one elbow on the table and tilting her round face as her chin rested in her open hand. "Do you have one of those thingies? You know, that you wear on one eye?"
"I'm sorry. What the hell is this crazy bitch talking about? I really need to get the check. Where is that waitress?"
"You know, it's like glasses, but just for one eye. You said you're a detective. Don't you have one of those?"
"Moron. Do you mean a monocle?" My annoyance allowed me to hold in a laugh that wanted to explode from my lungs.
"Yes," she looked excited, bouncing a bit in her seat. "One of those."
"I think you mean a magnifying glass." I leaned my head toward her, waiting for her to make the connection.
"Come on, Montana, work with me here."
"No, no."
She shook her head, her plump cheeks flaring a deep red, and reached into her purse to retrieve her phone.
"I'll show you."
With a satisfied smirk, she passed her phone and I stared at the screen. Our cartoon detective with a brown trench coat, Sherlock Holmes cap, and a large magnifying glass.
"See, it's in his hand."
Not having the energy to argue with my date, I passed the phone back to her with my lips pressed together in a thin line. I nodded with strained courtesy and locked eyes with the waitress, signaling for her to bring the check.
"Want to come back to my place?"
Montana asked, licking her lips as she held her keys in her hand, standing next to her car door.
I have to be at the station early tomorrow."
"On a Sunday?"
"Crime never sleeps. Maybe another time."
"Oh,"
she nodded, looking down at the clinking keys in her palm.
"Okay. Thanks again for dinner."
"No problem." If I'd been the least bit attracted to Montana, I may have considered her offer. It wasn't as if I was some solid ass waiting for the right woman. Hell, I had slept with several women from the dating site during the past few months, but I had standards, and one of those was a working brain.
"Good night, Montana. Best of luck to you."
Hours later, I was back at home, lying in bed watching old Seinfeld reruns. I'd already withstood the interrogation from Elizabeth, urging me to be less picky and to give these women a chance. Yada, yada, yada.